here's a story from The World.
The Trump administration is taking a step to crack down on some of China's worst human rights abuses. The U.S. is now banning imports of cotton and tomatoes from China's Xinjiang region. That's a semi-autonomous region in northwestern China where Beijing has placed as many as 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in re-education camps. The U.S. government and human rights groups believe that China is using forced labor to pick these two crops, cotton and tomatoes. We wanted to learn more about the ban and the implications of it. Allison Gill joins me now. She's the Forced Labor Program Director with Global Labor Justice International Labor Rights Forum. Remind us briefly, Allison, who are the Uyghurs and what's their status in China?
The Uyghurs are an ethnic majority population in the Xinjiang Autonomous Uyghur region, which is a Chinese colonial term for the region. The Uyghurs refer to it as East Turkestan or the Uyghur region. And they and other majority Muslim and Turkic peoples in the region have been under repressive policies for years. China has termed them terrorists, has for decades sought to assimilate them into the Chinese population, into the Han population, through really coercive methods, stripping them of their rights to speak their language, to have privacy in the family, taking children to locked kindergartens, separating family members, sending Uyghurs outside of the Uyghur region to work, limiting birth, forced sterilizations, really crimes against humanity on a mass scale.
So this ban seems to be pretty important. What are some of the implications that will come out of it? I mean, for cotton, I have to imagine this is going to be a big deal for the garment industry.
That's right. This is a huge deal because China produces 20% of the world's cotton. Most of that is produced in the Uyghur region. In addition, a huge amount of textile production happens in the Uyghur region. And, you know, we talk about supply chains in the garment industry. They're really supply webs. So cotton moves from the fields to gins to spinneries where it's turned into thread and yarn, to textile mills where it's made into fabric, and then to factories where it's made into garment. These exist in the Uyghur region, in China, as well as elsewhere. So these goods are moving across country lines. So you might buy a shirt that's made in Vietnam, but it could have inputs that come from this region, given how much cotton and how much textile production happens there. So this is huge.
I mean, China is pretty insular. How do you think the U.S. government is going to be able to enforce this ban?
It's now up to companies to ensure that the goods that they are importing into the U.S. don't contain any cotton products from the Uyghur region. So they need to map their supply chains and they need to disengage so that their goods aren't stopped at the border. I mean, the entire garment supply chain is going to have to be doing some serious work to look at their sourcing practices and really redirecting their sourcing to other places.
What has generally been the Trump administration's view of what's been happening in Xinjiang? Have they brought enough pressure to bear? And do you think Joe Biden will take a ban like this and do more?
Despite the many problems with the Trump-China policy, the Trump administration has taken some really important steps on Uyghur forced labor and on other abuses against Uyghurs. And so we're hopeful that the Biden administration will continue to pursue those policies. This is about human rights and forced labor. And this cannot be tolerated in this century, that there is a crime against humanity on a mass scale happening with a major economy. I mean, we're used to taking these kinds of steps on smaller countries, but China is a global player and they have a massive global economy. So this is really a different beast altogether.
Allison Gill, the Forced Labor Program Director with Global Labor Justice International Labor Rights Forum, speaking with us about the new U.S. ban on cotton and tomatoes from China's Xinjiang region. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.
From PRX.